You ever felt like your potential is kind of locked up on the inside of you? Like you're stuck doing small things when God's made you for something more? Listen, God promises that if you're faithful in little things, He'll give you greater things. But waiting is hard. It's frustrating. And today I want to give you a word of encouragement to help you just hang in there. Look, too many people today want to jump straight into being the CEO. They want to be known, celebrated, recognized, famous. The number one job that teenagers want today is to grow up and become an influencer. In other words, to be renowned, but not for any particular reason. Guys, listen, my point is this. We've never been less content as a society, starting small and patiently growing into something bigger. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who's dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones." There are lots of layers of meaning in the context of those words, but one layer is this. God values you being faithful in small things. And if you want to build a castle, you better get content focusing on one little brick at a time, or you're going to end up with nothing but a dream. And I know, guys, that's hard. Look, when you know all the potential that you have locked up inside of you, when you feel like you have this song that you just haven't sung yet, and when you're climbing and you're working so hard to accomplish things, and the road to there, whatever there means to you, just seems so long and so far, dang, it can get exhausting. But God is saying to you right now, if you want to build to something great, you got to be faithful to what I've given you in this moment. That's what matters most to your Heavenly Father. I love thinking of King David as a young man. Look, David was constantly overlooked when he was young. When Samuel went to David's father, Jesse, and told him to gather his sons because he was going to anoint one of them to be the next king, his dad brought out all his sons except for his youngest, except for David. The scripture says, Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Look, his dad hadn't even bothered calling David in from his chores to be considered to be the next king. But when Samuel saw David, he knew, because God told him, that's the one. Guys, his own family didn't see any real potential in him. And you might think that would have changed after Samuel's kingly anointing, but guess what happened after that? David was sent back into the fields to tend the sheep. And when the Philistines attacked, David's big brothers got to be soldiers in Saul's army. David, he essentially worked part-time as Saul's armor bearer, which was a cool job, but he wasn't one of the soldiers, one of the knights, and he was still part-time tending his dad's sheep. So he's running from the front lines back to Bethlehem to take care of his chores. Listen, guys, David could have resented during this phase in his life. I probably would have. My gosh, man, my whole life, they overlook me. And even after I'm chosen by a prophet and anointed a king, I'm still having to run back to Bethlehem to look after the sheep? He could have obsessed on his own promotion, grabbing what he knew was his, demanding human respect from the people around him, from his family. And he knew what was in him. Why didn't anyone else see it? I mean, he could have even panicked. I mean, if they don't ever see it, if they don't clear a path for me, are they going to ruin the plan of God in my life? Is this anointing going to come to nothing? No, he didn't do that. He rested in the anointing that he knew he had. And he was faithful to the little things that God had put before him. And you know what he did? He pursued excellence right where he was. What did that mean for David in those younger, underappreciated years? It meant he observed and learned everything he could about Saul's court as he bore his armor and watched how Saul ran a kingdom. It meant he worked really hard in his job as a shepherd. Guys, he must have mastered that slingshot. He must have put 10,000 hours of practice into that thing. And in his spare time, when he wasn't working, he became the best that he could at playing the harp, singing, and writing songs. Now, what if he didn't give his whole heart and energy and attention to the small things that were in front of him? What if he strove with all his might for that place of promotion and honor that he knew he deserved? I'll tell you what would have happened. He would never have slain Goliath with that sling because he wouldn't have been any good at it. He wouldn't have written the Psalms, which we're still praying through today, in which Jesus prayed as a foundational prayer in his life. And he would have had no idea how to run a kingdom. That's what would have happened. Look, when you feel overlooked, underappreciated, and look, your full potential isn't being realized or recognized, guys, be faithful in those little things, just like David was. Maybe God is using those little things to prepare you for bigger things. Maybe those are bricks that he's having you lay for a castle you're going to reign in. Maybe, like David, that slingshot in a field full of sheep, it isn't a detour. Maybe it's a straight shot to exactly where God is calling you. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. There's a type of Chinese bamboo, Moso bamboo, that once it breaks the surface, can grow 90 feet in 6 weeks. That's 3 feet per day. You could probably hear it growing if you put your ear close enough to it. But what if it didn't do the small work of sinking roots in the quiet, just beneath the dirt where no one was looking, where no one could appreciate, where no one could see? I'll tell you what, explosive growth wouldn't happen. Guys, explosive growth can only happen if slow growth happens first. When you're faithful in the small things, you're laying the foundation of something that only God can see. He's the master builder. You're the clay. Let him mold you. Guys, during those hidden years, David could never have guessed what God was laying the foundation for in his life. Neither can you. And maybe the success that's not panning out for you is God growing your roots before you can sprout your shoots. Listen, God loves growing things from small to big. He delights in a redwood starting as a pine cone. It's how he works. Let him do his work in you. But Chris, it's not God. You don't get it, man. It's other people holding me down. They're not recognizing me. That's what's keeping me in my place. Guys, you think that other people can interrupt the plan of God? Look, it's true that with King David, people were withholding his promotion and not recognizing his kingship and who he really was and what he knew he had on the inside. His family gave him a pat on the head that was to bear a crown. But that was all part of God's plan. Look, God could have stepped in, but he knew that if he had, David wouldn't have mastered the skills he needed to conquer Goliath, write the Psalms, or rule the kingdom. Guys, everything and everyone serves God's purpose when you are faithful to him. The only thing that can mess that up is you. It's you not being faithful to the moment you're in. Blessed Solanus Casey said, God condescends to use our powers if we don't spoil his plans by ours. And look, if I could add this, you need to lift your mind from an earthly perspective to an eternal one. Because I'm not just talking about laying the foundation for success in this life. That would be the prosperity gospel. And it falls short of the glory that God actually promises you in the actual gospel. I never knew this until I read N.T. Wright's book on Romans 8 called Into the Heart of Romans. And it blew my mind with a perspective on heaven I had never considered before. Guys, the New Testament never talks about you going up into heaven, into the clouds, and leaving earth. Salvation is not, quote, Project Escape Earth. The Bible actually talks about heaven as, at the end of time, taking earth by storm, coming down to earth, and there being a new heaven and a new earth. And in that newness, we don't each just get a cloud where we get to play a harp for all eternity. No. We have an active role in building the new creation, the new heaven and the new earth with the Lord. We're going to build, govern, rule, and reign with him. Listen, when you're faithful in the little things of this life, God might promote you in this life. And I think it actually often happens when you're really faithful to little things here and now. You get bigger things here and now. And you should go for it. Praise God for those dreams. Go for them. They're yours for a reason, honestly. But all that, guys, is of passing significance compared to eternity. Because this life is over in a flash. But forever is forever. And I think we're going to be shocked to see who, in the age to come, is sitting on thrones or is a foreman of a great castle-building project, and who's mopping the castle floors. Now, don't get me wrong. It'll be heaven, so we'll all be happy wherever we are. But there's a unique ruling and reigning to come. And those who were faithful to whatever God gave them here and now, are going to have the highest places of honor there and then. Even if that kingly anointing you know is on the inside isn't recognized on this side of heaven, it'll be recognized forever. Nothing can stop that. So listen, when you feel overlooked, passed up, underestimated, when you find yourself growing impatient, that the tasks before you aren't bigger and better, and when you're wondering, when is my break going to come? Remember David's slingshot. Remember his harp. Remember his job as an armor bearer. And give your whole self to whatever God is calling you to do today. And remember the Moso bamboo. That's you. Be faithful in the little things. Be present to the moment. And you will be entrusted with greater things. Probably in this life, but most importantly and most definitely in the age to come. God bless you.